Charles, we arrived Monday, and we've been doing music, art, English, and reading classes, along with eye and health clinics. This is a country still recovering from the 1999 war. They say every family in the city of Jakova lost at least one person in that conflict. And the experience of being here and working with these people is having a big impact on our group members. One of them, Rachel Potter, recorded these thoughts.
Before I came to Kosovo, I tried to imagine what it would be like. What exactly does a third world country look like after a terrible war? Well, I never thought it would look quite like this. I had never been to a refugee camp before, but I was expecting what I saw. Garbage everywhere and sick families, all of them living in tiny tin boxes. What I didn't expect were brand new houses, shiny BMWs, and a flourishing nightlife. Yes, there are still horse-drawn carts and random cows grazing in the park. However, most parts look better than the old south side of Chicago. The people here are amazing, too. They seem so happy. Well, they should. They just gained their independence. But I would think that they would still show sadness. They probably still feel upset and distraught, but I would never know it from looking at them. And the food here is incredible. So much fresh produce, and nothing is nasty, processed junk. Everything here tastes immensely better than at home. It's healthier here, too. My favorite meal so far was yesterday. My Kosovar mother made us stuffed peppers for lunch. I've had them at home, but never quite like this. Stuffed full with ground beef and red pepper. My Kosovar mom told me and Michaela that she would show us how to make it at home. I can't wait. All in all, Kosovo is a pretty exciting place to be. It turns out that you can have a fabulous time in a war-torn country, and I can hardly wait to make more discoveries and eat more stuffed peppers.
The thoughts of Rachel Potter, one of 37 people on the Muscatine Children and Youth Choir's service trip to Jakova, Kosovo. I'm Keith Porter.